The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Each year on February 22nd, we celebrate the birthday of the father of our country, George Washington. There are some things about George Washington that my schooling didn't teach me. Things like what Reverend Henry Muhlenberg, pastor of the Valley Forge Lutheran Church in 1777, said of him when our Continental Army spent the winter there. I quote the Reverend Muhlenberg. He said, "I heard a fine example today, namely that His Excellency General Washington rode around among his army yesterday and admonished each and every one to fear God and to practice the Christian virtues. From all appearances, this gentleman does not belong to the so-called world of society, for he respects God's word, believes in the atonement through Christ, and bears himself in humility and gentleness. Therefore, the Lord God has also marvelously preserved him from harm in the midst of countless perils, ambushes, fatigues, and so forth, and has hitherto graciously held him in his hand as a chosen vessel." End quote. Were you aware George Washington was that kind of man? A man who walked with Christian character and was not part of the world system of evil? If you weren't, wonder why not. Let's consider more of Washington's character. Note his order to his troops July 9, 1776, the very first day he took command. He said to them, "The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor so to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier, defending the dearest rights and liberties of his country." Here's further evidence of George Washington's insistence on Christian character among his soldiers. He issued an order on May 2, 1778, just before his troops would march out of Valley Forge, which stated, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion. To the distinguished character of patriot, it should be our highest glory to display the more distinguished character of Christian." End quote. If the American Revolution was based on this kind of character, and if it was this kind of character which obviously produced the birthing of the greatest nation in world history, shouldn't we want to study our history to find out these things? But will you find this in history textbooks of our government schools? Will you find this true story of how our founders thought on the History Channel? Not likely. So where do you go to get the true story? Well, there are many places you can now. Let me suggest our website, heritageministriesky.com. There you can order the book, Why God Birthed America. Or you can follow links to other sites which we've listed there, other ministries that will give you plenty of information about our history that you can think on and teach to your children. George Washington made another statement we should consider. In his first inaugural address made to Congress on April 30th in 1789, he said this, "No people can be bound to acknowledge the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." Do you teach these things to your children? Shouldn't you learn our true history so you can point your children in the right direction? Parent, if you don't, who will? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our pilgrim seminars, Christian history tours, and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.